Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauch Landscape Supply, October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at lauchlandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, here we go. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. And you need to stay tuned for the next 3 hours. We've got a lot to talk about, some of which is going to irritate you, and some of which is going to confound you, and some of which is going to entertain you. Well, I hope it all entertains you, but I hope some of it makes you think. Let's get a couple of the rules of engagement out to begin with before we get into some content. First, if you want to send me a text message, if you have a question or comment on your message app, this is the number to use, 33103, 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike and or Michael, either one of them, and then just tell me anything or ask me anything. So that's the first thing to do. The second thing is, while you're thinking about it right now, go follow me on Twitter. Follow me on X, formerly Twitter, and that's at Michael Brown USA. Today would probably be a good day to follow me on Twitter because I'm going to be referring a lot to some stuff that I've been reading and hearing on Twitter with regard to Hurricane Helene. Now, if you've been paying any attention to the news at all, which I know this audience does, you know that your host, yours truly, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security and the former Director of FEMA, I kind of follow this stuff with a lot of interest. I've been doing radio interviews all out through the Southeast on the iHeart stations, been doing some Newsmax and Fox and other interviews around the country, and I'm getting bombarded with stories that don't surprise me. They don't surprise me because anytime there's a major natural disaster, particularly one as significant as Helene, there are always rumors, innuendos, true stories, false stories, made-up stories, stories that are freaking unbelievably not true, or which are obviously not true. And then there are stories which, holy cow, yes, that is true, and I'm not surprised by it. So it runs the entire spectrum of stories about what's going on in that disaster zone. And I'm really not even quite sure where to start, except to say, first and foremost, I would caution everyone. I even have to do this. Take every story, good or bad, as you know, why should a disaster be any different? Think about this. I come on air 6 days a week, and I've basically tried to explain to everybody that, you know, when it comes to the cabal, that unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and tech giants, that you ought to look at everything with a jaundiced eye, with a cynical eye, with you should question everything. And why, when a storm hits, I think I know why, and I'll tell you why, but isn't it amazing that when a storm hits, or there's a huge natural or man-made disaster, whether it be September 11, think about all of the conspiracy theories that you know or that I could tell you about September 11, 2001, you know, over 23 years ago now. And every single one of those conspiracy theories has probably one or two elements of truth upon which they then build a big giant conspiracy theory, and everybody comes to the conclusion that, we all knew about it beforehand, that World Trade Center 7 could not have collapsed the way that it did, that there's no way that, this was an inside job. I mean, WT7 had all sorts of, huge gold reserves and all sorts of CIA stuff in it. And, I mean, it drives me crazy. Let's fast forward from 9/11 to Hurricane Katrina. Now, how long did it take Kanye West to come out and say that George Bush hates black people? How long did it take for people to actually start publishing stories that yours truly and the president somehow were sneaking out at night in some sort of Navy SEAL, black wetsuits, sneaking around planting, C4 so that we could blow up the levees? I mean, it was insane, utterly insane. And if you compare, for example, if you go back to August or September of 2005, you should do this. I didn't do it, but a friend of mine did it on Twitter yesterday. Or maybe it was this morning. I think I saw it this morning. Where she had a front page of the New York Times. Now, I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was certainly after Katrina made landfall in New Orleans. Or actually, it didn't make landfall in New Orleans. It made landfall outside New Orleans. But the New York Times in 2005 was wall-to-wall coverage about everything. Now, if there was anything good that the New York Times wanted to report about our response to Hurricane Katrina, they buried it somewhere on the inside because they wanted every horrible human tragedy story they could find on the front page. If you go to the front page of the New York Times over the past couple of days, there'll be a story. In fact, the page I looked at, the front page, which I forget whether it was yesterday or today, had everything in it except under the fold, if you're actually looking at a real newspaper, under the fold, in the middle, down below, was a story about preparedness when a storm hits inland. Nothing about the human tragedy, nothing about the human suffering, nothing about whether FEMA is or is not doing its job, nothing about, whether or not there are or are not temporary flight restrictions, whether there are or not urban search and rescue teams that are not responding, or whether or not there are, and again, I'm telling you all the different stories that I've heard. I heard a story today. Now, I know people are kind of loose with their language when they're on social media, but it said a FEMA director. Well, first of all, there was only one FEMA director, and that is a woman. And it said something about a FEMA director got into a literal physical fist fight and got beat up by some people somewhere in North Carolina. And I thought, if that were true, don't you think that would be headline news? I mean, I would like to think, maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to think that if in any of the 165, I forget how many, natural disasters that I dealt with when I was the undersecretary, if I had gotten, beat up by a gang of thugs or a bunch of angry citizens, it would have been all over the New York Times. It would have been all over the Washington Post. It would have been all over the network news. It would have been everywhere. And so I read that story and I thought, good grief, come on, settle down. Now, probably wasn't the FEMA director. Now, is it likely that there may have been a fist fight or some shoving between a FEMA employee and some citizens? That wouldn't surprise me. That would not surprise me in the least. Because if you're in the middle of this disaster and you've been without, food, water, electricity, power, no cell phone service, you're still sitting in a house surrounded by water. No one's come to rescue you yet. It's been a week now and you're really getting frustrated and you're getting sick and tired. Maybe you're even getting sick because you've been drinking the nasty water and you see someone in a FEMA uniform or in some sort of official government uniform and you start arguing with them, you're going to get flustered and you may haul off and punch them in the face. Not saying it's justified. I'm saying I could believe it. But if that were to occur, which I pray to God it's not, you'd think we'd be hearing about that everywhere. But we're not, except on social media. So what's true and what's not true? What's really going on? What questions do I have? Because I've got a lot of questions, lots of questions about what's going on. And it's really starting to infuriate me. on your podcast app, be sure and go subscribe right now. Do it right now. Quit putting it off. Go subscribe to my podcast. It's called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit the subscribe button. That will automatically download for you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Then you'll have all of the Michael Brown programming that you need. So, let me go off on a little tirade, as if I haven't already. Let me go off on a little tirade next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me?
Gorgeous. And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop JTV.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping JTV.com.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Well, you stumbled. stumbled into the weekend with Michael Brown, and this is probably a good weekend to do it because I'm on a little tirade today because of this hurricane that, well, the hurricane, you know, let's remember something. We keep referring to it as Hurricane Helene because when it first, you know, forms, when it reaches a certain wind speed, when it reaches 75 miles sustained wind speeds, it then goes from a tropical storm to a hurricane. And that often occurs out in the Atlantic somewhere. And so then it becomes a named hurricane. And then once that hurricane makes landfall, whether it be in Florida, it hits the East Coast, it comes up the Gulf Coast, wherever it might be, it almost always rapidly decreases from whatever the sustained winds might be to winds below hurricane level, and it becomes a tropical storm. And then from there it becomes a big-ass giant thunderstorm, a big, huge area swath of rain that covers, you know, in this case, I think some 600 square miles or so. But we keep referring to it as a hurricane. And the reason I point this out is it's a distinction I want you to understand, and that is it's no longer a hurricane because there are no longer sustained winds. And the wind, whatever the wind speed might be, is generally speaking, unless the ground is already saturated and even a slight breeze might knock over trees, those sustained winds drop below 75 miles an hour. And it's not unusual, for example, right here in Colorado where I'm sitting, when we got Chinook winds coming down off the Rocky Mountains to have sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. But we don't call them hurricanes. And we don't call them hurricanes because they're an entirely different weather phenomenon. Well, once this hurricane makes landfall and kind of, you know, degrades into a tropical storm or a big ass swath of rain, we keep referring to it as Hurricane Helene, but it's not a hurricane. Now, why is that important? Because what's causing the devastation, the destruction, and the death is not the wind, it's the flash flooding. And I think most people do not understand, in fact, I know most people don't understand the power of water. Water is one of the hardest substances in the universe. And when you've got a wall of water coming down a mountain, whether that's coming down the Rocky Mountains, and it's, you know, it's starting out at 10,000 feet or 12,000 feet, and it's rushing down to 5,000 feet, that water can just crush and move anything. It can roll fully loaded semis over. It can take houses off their foundation and just move them miles downstream. Rushing water is one of the strongest forces on earth. And so when you build in these areas, when you build homes in these mountainous areas and you get flash flooding, you're naturally going to get horrific destruction. And that's what's happened here. And so I just want us to remember, even though everyone keeps referring to it as Hurricane Helene, it is not the wind, it is the water. And so all of this water, and all this rain, which fell on already saturated ground, caused these horrendous flash floods that in some cases literally wiped out cities. Just wiped them out. A place called, I keep wanting to say Chimney Rock, but I think it was just something else Chimney. But these little towns just completely decimated. Now, if you've never seen that in your life, it's hard to fathom what that really looks like and what that really means. But I've seen that kind of destruction all over the world. From tsunamis, hurricanes, typhoons, floods, everything that you, wildfires, everything you can possibly imagine. Where towns are just like an atomic bomb just blew them off the face of the earth. That's what these people are facing. Now, when these things occur, since 1979, with the creation of FEMA, government has ever increasingly, and I think wrongly so, but ever increasingly become the go-to organization, the go-to entity, if you will, to provide response and rescue missions. And I think that's fine, but it is not and should not be the first responder. The first responders are the local fire departments, local police departments, the emergency managers, all of those rescue workers. Now, many of them themselves are disaster victims. They're victims of all these flash floods. So they themselves cannot respond. So that's why you have people from all over the country coming in to take care of these people in North Carolina. And so far it seems to me that the private sector has been doing much better work at responding than the government sector. Now, I don't understand, for any number of reasons, and we'll get to some of the possible reasons in a moment, but information, I mean, I know that food, water, communications, electricity, all of that, you know, just safety, being in a safe place, shelter, sleep, food, everything, all of those are important for human survival. And when you're in shock because your home's been literally washed down a river and you've lost everything you have, or you wake up one day and your community is completely gone, there's not a post office, there's not a fire station, the grocery store's gone, I mean, everything is gone. People naturally go into both a mental and physical state of shock. And so then, and that shock causes them to go through the natural cycle of grieving. You know, they're shocked. They get angry, they get sad, they start negotiating with themselves, they do all of the natural things that happens in the grief cycle. But one of the things that most people don't think about that's just as important, I believe, as food, water, shelter, and everything else, safety, everything, is information. Think about yourself. What do you tend to worry the most about? I mean, wherever you are right now, what do you tend to worry the most about? Well, you probably worry about things that you really don't have a full understanding or full picture, or you don't really know what's going to happen. I know that I'm the world's best worrier in the world, because if I don't have information, I can worry about something until the cows come home because I don't have enough information about it. But if I understand what's going on, I'm less likely to engage in worry. So information becomes an absolute imperative commodity that both the private sector and the government sector need to provide to these victims about what they're doing, where they're doing it, how they're doing it, when other people can expect it to come to their area, and why it may take them a while to get to where they're going, whether it's the private sector or the public sector. Because, again, think about the devastation I've described to you. The devastation I've described to you means that there are live power lines down. They're not just trees that have fallen over, but there are trees that have been picked up by the rushing water and then dropped off in piles that might be 20 feet high. 20 feet high of just broken pine trees that are now where a bridge used to be, or a highway, or a road used to be. And so there's no way to get from point A to point B until you're able to clear a path through a 20-foot high pile of trees. Or for that matter, boulders. You know, we have rock slides in Colorado all the time because we'll have water, snow, whatever, and the rocks will come sliding down the mountain. They'll take out Interstate 70 or parts of whatever highways up in the mountains, and they become literally impassable. Have I painted a bleak enough picture for you yet? Because that's what the people in the Carolinas, particularly North Carolina, are facing. So what do we do about it? And what is being done about it? That's next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Let's get to the nitty-gritty next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Now. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about Hurricane Helene and the response of the federal government and the private sector to help those disaster victims in the wake of that storm. And what I want to do is I want to start walking through some of the myths and realities about what I'm hearing and what I'm not hearing about what's going on. And I want to give you just one example. And normally when I refer to a text message, I give the Goober number, you know, which are the last four digits of your phone number. Well, I just received a text that I think is an example of what I'm talking about. And, this listener says that referring to she, meaning the FEMA director, her name is Deanna Criswell. She's a Biden appointee. She used to work as an emergency manager in the state of New York. And this listener says she, referring to the FEMA director, just locked her ex, formerly Twitter, just locked her Twitter account. Well, I found that really interesting. So what I did during the break was I went straight over to my Twitter feed and searched for her account, and it is not locked, and neither is the FEMA account. And this is an example of just, I think, where people, and I'm not, you know who you are. I'm not picking on you. I'm just simply saying this is an example of what I mean about, and trust me, I'm not at all trying to defend Deanna Criswell, because I would have done things entirely different than what she's doing, but that's neither here nor there. But it's an example of how this misinformation starts flowing around. For example, another person writes to me, Mike, what's your take on the FEMA plus the same thing from Maui, where they only gave $750 per household and taking back land with rumors of BlackRock buying land for lithium deposits in Asheville? Well, the only thing that's true in that text is that FEMA is giving out immediately cash assistance of $750. Now, that's a factual statement. Now, we can argue, and I think rightfully so, whether that is an appropriate amount or not. Because let me give you an example. We gave out more money than that during Hurricane Katrina, originally on debit cards, and then it became such a cluster, you know what, that we withdrew the debit card program, because under federal law, the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA are required by law to provide victims in a disaster zone that type of immediate cash assistance. Now, whether you think that's enough or not, I personally don't think that it is. Here's how this is a double-edged sword. So while I don't believe $750 is enough to help a person start recovering from a disaster initially, you know, they've got to buy some clothes, maybe they got to get a hotel room, maybe they got to do any number of things, and they have to pay out of pocket for most, if not all of those things, before they can even get reimbursed for it. So should it be more than $750? Yes, I think that it should. But if I give out, let's say, $1,000 or $2,000 or even $3,000, as we did during Hurricane Katrina, then what happens? Then people start complaining that now you're giving out too much money. And, oh, my gosh, now they're taking it and they're spending it. And I remember there were stories about, hey, they're taking those debit cards and going to strip clubs. Well, you know, if you've been involved in a disaster and you need clothes and you need a hotel room or you need an apartment or you need something, until you can get back on your feet and you choose to go to a strip club instead of something else, I have zero control over that. Zero control over it. So then it becomes the whole idea of, well, how much control do you want the government? If you indeed want the government to hand out money, How much control do you want the government to have over that money? You see, these are not easy questions to ask. Because as long as, now remember, listen closely, as long as you're going to have a federal law that says when the president declares a disaster and you're going to give out what's called temporary financial assistance to an individual in a disaster zone, then if, whether it's $750, or it's $75,000, which, of course, would be absurd. But whatever that dollar amount is that everybody thinks is a fair amount, Do you really want to limit them on what they can spend it on? Well, personally, I think you should. I think that if you're going to hand out money to somebody in a disaster area, they ought to use it on clothing, shelter, food, whatever they might need, and, you know, to help them start rebuilding their lives. But that's just me. That's not Congress, and that's not what Congress says. Congress just says, just give them some money. But the other part of this is another example about the rumors. Now, at least this particular person, again, I'm not going to give out their number like I normally do, but what's my take on taking back land with rumors of BlackRock buying land for the lithium deposits in Asheville? Well, there's several things wrong with that text. And again, it's an example of the rumors. It's not lithium. It's quartz. And it's not in Asheville. It's in another town. And quartz is one of the primary substances, one of the primary geological formations that is necessary, and we're the world's producer for that, in order to make microchips, computer chips. And it comes from a little place in South Carolina. Now think about that. So it's not, but BlackRock? Do I have any investments in BlackRock? No. Do I think BlackRock is a huge kind of evil, venture capitalist company? Yeah. They obviously turned some good returns, but they probably have become too big and too powerful. But don't blame BlackRock, as much as we might dislike BlackRock, for doing something that it's not doing. Now, is BlackRock somewhere buying up lithium deposits? They'd be crazy if they weren't. If one of my stocks or one of my investments was buying up lithium deposits somewhere, I'd be putting some money in it. Or if they were buying up quartz, because obviously that's something that's going to be even more important as we move further and further into this technological world. But I digress. These are just examples of what I mean about the rumors. So how do you dispel the rumors? Which really gets to the heart of what I want to talk about. And that is, where is the FEMA director? Have you seen her on national television? Have you seen her on the cable news channels? Have you seen her anywhere? Because even though she may get really tough questions, and she may have a hard time answering some of those questions, nonetheless, she needs to be out there out front explaining to not just to the disaster victims, who should be her first and foremost concern, to make sure they have all of the information. You know, here's what we're doing. We're doing these 10 different things. We're providing this supply. We got this many urban search and rescue teams. We've done things like, and I'll explain the details of this in a minute. We've executed, you know, X number of mission assignments for the Department of Defense to provide Chinooks and Blackhawks and, you know, whatever kind of, manpower that the 101st, or I forget which group it is, down there. Is it the 101st, 106th? Whichever one it is down there. That those people have been assigned to go start doing whatever. What kind of a mission assignment have you given to the Corps of Engineers? What's the Corps of Engineers doing right now trying to clear roads? What are you doing in terms of trying to set up shelters? What are you doing in terms of trying to do in terms of food distribution? And then address the rumors. Address all of the rumors. But don't do it on Twitter. Because guess what? The people in the disaster zone don't have freaking access to Twitter. There's no cell service. The power lines are down. Unless they have a generator, there's no Wi-Fi. I mean, people forget. There are no ATMs. Even if the ATMs have probably just been swept down the river, but if any ATM hasn't been swept down the river, it's inoperable because it's either been flooded, or if it hasn't been flooded, there's no power to operate it. And if you think you're going to go use your little debit card to get cash, you're crazy. You see, all of these things we're so accustomed to in this modern life just come crashing down around us, and they're no longer operable. And then we're like, well, where's the FEMA director? What are you talking to? How are you talking to them? How are you getting information to them? What information are you giving to them? You ought to be giving them every kind of information you can possibly give so that these people who are in shock, whose lives have been ruined by this disaster, they know what you're doing. And by the way, You ought to have every organization that is out there, whether it's the Cajun Navy, whether it's, there's a whole list of different organizations, but whoever it is that's, you know, flying helicopters in to help rescue people, whatever fire departments are doing it, whatever rescue teams are doing it, Team Rubicon, whoever it might be from all across the country that are helping, you ought to have them standing side by side saying, we're all cooperating together and we're going to help them and we're going to let them fly the helicopters. We're going to let them get in there with their own Humvees. We're going to let them get in there with their boats. We're going to let them because we're all coordinating this and we're doing it all so that we have everybody helping. Now, let me just pause for a moment. What have you heard? Well, I've heard that they aren't letting helicopters fly. True or not true? Well, I'm not there, so I don't know. I've heard that they've blocked trucks trying to get in. Well, are they really blocking trucks? Or are the trucks stopped on their own because they've reached the end of the road? And I do mean literally the end of the road. Because the road in front of them is either washed out, or it's covered with boulders, or that 20-foot-high pile of pine trees, and those 18-wheelers are not able to just drive right over that. So they're stuck. Or has some local sheriff or some, you know, FEMA person said, no, we're not going to let you in. Well, if that's the case, that's an entirely different story. But then ask yourself, is it true or is it not true? And you have to be honest and say, we don't know. And we don't know because nobody's really telling us anything. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The number to text me a message is 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all. Be right back.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me?
Gorgeous.
And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the fill of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. And I really hope that you're, I hope I'm able to help you understand the nuance of all of this stuff that's going on in Tennessee and the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, all along the eastern part of the United States. Do me a favor. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter, right now. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So I probably won't be able to finish it in this segment, so I'm just giving you a heads up. We may carry this over into the next segment. But let's talk about the biggest story of all, I think, right now, at least in terms of nationally, what people are buzzing about. And that's, have we given money to illegal aliens to house them, to feed them, to take care of them, that is money that's no longer available for disaster victims? Well, the answer is yes and no. Let me explain why. First, FEMA has something called the DRF, the Disaster Relief Fund. The Disaster Relief Fund is a separate bank account, if you will. And that bank account gets filled by Congress every single year to the tune of, at a minimum, $20 billion. And then as disasters roll over from year to year, you have ongoing disasters that cost a lot of money, and then you have new disasters that get piled on top of that, and then you're paying those past disasters and new disasters occur. So every year there's this rolling addition of $20 billion or more that goes into the Disaster Relief Fund. And monies keep getting paid out as you keep handling disasters because, for example, do you know that some disasters take, because of so much construction that needs to be done, and because of, like, building a new highway, rebuilding an interstate highway, you might temporarily rebuild it to rebuild it back to, you know, it, to a condition that meets all the environmental impact statements and everything else, can take years to build. So you might temporarily fix it, you know, today, but then you start rebuilding it, and that takes several years. Well, that money will come out of the Disaster Relief Fund if it's been damaged by a disaster, and that money keeps coming out dribs and drabs over years. But FEMA never runs out of money. You know why? Because they have 535 lobbyists that want to make sure FEMA always has enough money. 435 members of Congress and 100 U.S. senators. I never had a problem. Would we get low? Yes. All I had to do was go up to Capitol Hill and say, you know what? We're going to run out of money pretty soon, and I need $10 billion. I need $15 billion, whatever the figure was. And there was never a problem, as much as I hate to admit this, there was never a problem getting that bucket filled back up. Because even if a congressman is in an area where they've not had a disaster recently, they know at some point they will have a disaster, so they all take care of themselves, and they're all more than willing to open up the spigot and refill that disaster relief fund. Now, what does that have to do with illegal aliens? Well, that's a separate account. But still, Congress said FEMA is the one to administer that. So I think it's legitimate to complain that we're spending money on illegal aliens that we shouldn't be spending money on, but we shouldn't claim then that that's money that FEMA doesn't have, because it's an entirely separate bank account. And I'm just using bank account as a generic term. It's an entirely different bucket of money that FEMA uses. But nonetheless, don't get me wrong. Do not misunderstand me. Are those horrible optics? They're absolutely horrible optics. So let's nuance the issue this way. FEMA's not going to run out of money, and FEMA's not running out of money. But FEMA is spending money that Congress appropriated separately to go spend on housing illegal aliens. Now, that takes up some of FEMA's time, their energy, their personnel, or they have to hire new people. So there is a cost to doing that in addition to the actual money that goes out to pay for the apartments or the hotel rooms or whatever else. And I think that's an abomination. We should not be doing that. And certainly FEMA should not be the one that's the one administering that program. Too many members of Congress, including presidents, including my old boss, George W. Bush, looked upon FEMA as a slush fund. And so they would use that slush fund, whether it was the disaster relief fund or it was other money appropriated by Congress for FEMA to spend, to use pretty much however they wanted. And it is disgusting, the things that I learned in my almost 6 years as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. The stories I could tell you would turn your stomach. In fact, the stories I could tell you probably would start a revolution, because the waste, fraud, and abuse that goes on in the federal government is freaking unbelievable. And as much as me or any other undersecretary that followed in my footsteps, or any of my predecessors that might have tried to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, if there was $100 of waste, fraud, and abuse, and you could get, say, $10 of it done, that would be a major accomplishment. Why? Because the deep state and the elected members of Congress have zero interest in eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. Because that money that's wasted, fraudulent, or abused is going to help their cronies. And that's the ugly truth about the federal government. So if you've tuned into this program just wanting, you know, some pablum, just wanting some happy, you know, oh, hey, everything's fine, well, you tuned into the wrong place. Absolutely tuned into the wrong place. So now when we get back, let's actually look at some examples of the truth about some of this money that FEMA is spending on illegal aliens. Yeah, you might want to get something to drink before you get back. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14th at 5:30 p.m. for an information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Jackie Quinn reports homeowners insurance won't help many of those in the southeast struggling with damage from Hurricane Helene.
Insurance professionals warn many storm survivors don't have coverage unless they have flood insurance policies in addition to homeowners insurance.
Catastrophic, devastating.
Brooke Hires in Florida's Horseshoe Beach says she can't afford insurance and just rebuilt her home after last year's Hurricane Idalia.
Be down like you can't come back from it.
Very few private insurance companies even carry flood insurance. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program is the predominant provider, and that only covers losses up to $350,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A firefighters union has declined to endorse Kamala Harris for president. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The vice president stopped by a firehouse near Detroit on Friday during her swing through the battleground state of Michigan, but she failed to win the backing of the International Association of Firefighters. For 2024, the union declined to back any candidate in the White House race. Last month, the Teamsters also decided against an endorsement. Harris still enjoys support from many unions, but has struggled to lock down the same support from organized labor that Joe Biden won 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Donald Trump demonstrated during his first term in office he could help keep foreign problems like those brewing right now in the Middle East and in Ukraine from spiraling out of control.
The Trump administration conceived and executed a sensible and workable peace through strength agenda, and I think he can again if he's elected.
Former Senator Jim Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? But diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word prepare to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text prepare to 989898. That's prepare to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
A growing number of governments, international trade groups, and businesses are now urging the European Union to reconsider a deforestation regulation set to take effect in December.
Critics of the EU deforestation regulation say it'll discriminate against countries with forest resources and hurt their exports. Supporters say it will help combat forest degradation on a global scale. Several commodity associations say they concur with the regulation's objectives, but worry that gaps in its implementation could harm businesses.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Scientists this weekend keeping a close eye on the night sky. They say solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States. Forecasters also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge in Missouri put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan.
The hold effectively slams the door on hope that the plan would move forward after another judge allowed a pause to expire. Just as it briefly appeared, the Biden administration would have a window to push its plan forward. U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp in Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking the plan. Six Republican-led states requested the injunction just hours earlier after a federal judge in Georgia decided not to extend a separate order blocking the plan.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Dylan Gabriel threw a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another to help number 6 Oregon remain undefeated with a 31-10 victory over Michigan State last night. The Ducks improving to 5-0 on the season and 2-10 in Big Ten play. They do face number 3 Ohio State for their first major challenge next weekend. More from townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to send me a text message, it's real easy to do. Whatever message app you use, the phone number is 33103. In the message app, just type in that number, 33103. Start your message with one of two words, Michael or Mike. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. That's the social media platform that I'm most active on. If you want to find the others, you can simply go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. On that landing page, you'll find stories that we've talked about. You'll find a tab, How to Listen, which lists all of the affiliates, all 300-plus affiliates around the country, when they air the program, when they re-air the program. And you'll find those icons for X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm on all of those. And if you want to follow any of those, just simply click on those, and it'll take you to it. So let's go back to something I want to go back to something I talked about in the last hour. And that is that someone had sent me a text message that said that the director of FEMA had locked her X, formerly Twitter, account. And I said, well, no, that's not true, because I checked on it and it was open, and as it should be, because she on that account talks about official business, even though it's her personal account. Well, during the break, two things happened. Someone on X, a former clerk for one of the U.S. Supreme Court justices, who's a friend of mine, said, oh, no, it's not the director of FEMA, it's somebody else. And then on the text messaging, Gubernator 1123 sent me a text and said that it's somebody else, too. And so I looked it up, and indeed, there is somebody else. And it is... This is fascinating to me. It is someone by the name of Jacqueline Rothenberg. Her first name is spelled J-A-C-L-Y-N. Her X account is at Jacqueline N, as in Nancy, Jacqueline N. Roth, R-O-T-H. Jacqueline Rothenberg. And she indeed has locked down her account. She, in her profile, she describes herself this way. Biden-Harris appointee, Director of Public Affairs at FEMA, former at White House climate. She must have been a special assistant to the president for climate. That tells you what you need to know. Georgia Communications Director at Joe Biden, at New York City Mayor, at Hillary Clinton. So she's obviously a far lefty, greeny weeny nut job. Now, can she lock her account? Well, let me tell you what the law is. But before I do, let me explain. I don't know whether the law applies to her or not. Well, obviously the law applies to all of us. What I mean is, I don't know whether she can legitimately lock her account down or not, because now that she has, I can't see what her tweets are. I can't see what she's posted. But here's what I think you need to know. The Supreme Court, in two unanimous decisions, clarified whether or not a public official, which Jacqueline Rothenberg obviously is, she's the Director of Public Affairs for FEMA. They clarified whether or not public officials can block somebody on their personal social media accounts or delete any comments that you might make about something they posted, as long as they are not tweets or posts where they're acting on behalf of the government. So let's just say I'm still the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, and I've asked you to follow me on my personal account at Michael Brown USA, which you should be doing right now. If I start posting on that personal account official information, then the Supreme Court has unanimously said that I cannot block you. So whether she, Jacqueline Rothenberg, can legitimately block her account, close down her account, protect her account, I don't know, because I can't see what she's posted. But here's what I do know. For the Director of Public Affairs for FEMA to protect her account, in other words, to block it. By the way, let me pull it back up. Because not only does she, on her personal account, make certain that you know that she's a Biden-Harris appointee, she makes sure that you know she knows that you're the director, that she's the Director of Public Affairs at FEMA, that she used to work in the White House as some climate person, that she works somewhere in Georgia as the comms director for somebody, that she is working for Joe Biden. She used to work for the New York City mayor, which one, I don't know. And she must have worked for Hillary Clinton. But here's the great thing about, she has a little, in you know, the little profile picture, she has a picture of herself, but her profile outline is the official FEMA insignia, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FEMA. So she must, I'm going to assume, that she makes some official posts. If she does, she's violating the law. Now, I don't know because I can't see, so I can only assume. But let's say she's not. What are the optics? Why lock your account? My God, when you're the Director of Public Affairs, you're not just some, you know, little tiny bureaucrat in the back corner office somewhere on the fourth floor that nobody ever sees because, well, all you do is shuffle paperwork. No, she is the Director of Public Affairs who ought to have her account open. So this just shows me, once again, that, see the rumor? The rumor was that, oh, the FEMA director had locked her account. Well, she hasn't locked her account. But the Director of Public Affairs has. You see how you have to nuance these rumors and these stories? And then let me share you a text message I got during the break, which I think is very important. Let's see. Where did it go? This comes from Gubernator number 5124. Mike, this is about the North Carolina Avery County operations happening by veterans. I'm a 15-year Air Force veteran. My career in the Air Force was a tip-of-the-spear type job. Yes, the Air Force has special ops. I know you have special ops. There are men that have retired or gotten out of the military from my career field, spending their own time and money. Also, veterans using helicopters to insert supplies in hard-to-reach places. I have it on good authority that after two straight days of my brothers doing actual work without waiting on the disorganized hindrance of the federal government coming to help, FEMA came in yesterday and kicked them all out of the landing zone with threats. Now FEMA sits and does nothing. And yes, I directly have seen the video as they were leaving. Now that's about as close as I can get to on the ground, first person information about FEMA kicking people out who are trying to help do rescue efforts from the private sector. The only thing that concerns me about this text message is that he says, I have it on good authority, which means you may not have direct knowledge, although you say you've seen the video of them leaving. Well, again, I'll take it at face value that you've seen video where they've been ordered to leave. If that's the case, it's absolutely unequivocally wrong. So I just caution you. I'm going to take a break real quick, but I just caution you that as we go through this storm, be very careful before you jump to any sort of adamant position that, oh my gosh, this is true. Remember, the government lies to you all the time. Remember, so far, the media doesn't want you to know what's going on. You know, well, let's do this. Let me take a break, and then let's come back, and let's talk. I'm already behind what I wanted to talk about, but surprise, surprise. When we get back, let's think about the media in this disaster versus, say, the media in Katrina or 9/11 or any other disaster, because there's something going on that you need to make certain you've got right in the front of your brain when you hear or you don't hear stories. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Step right up and get ready for the Freak Show. Wind River Resort and Casino is sure to be a wonder of amazement on Saturday, October 26th. Prepare to be thrilled by performances from Mims and Young Jock. Dress up in your favorite costume and compete for mystifying prizes. Tickets for this Freak Show start at just $45 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. See you there if you dare. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hey, thanks for listening to Weekend with Michael Brown. I really do appreciate you tuning in. I know on Saturdays that you have a lot of other things to do, and the fact you're listening to me means a lot to me. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear now, go subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use doesn't make any difference. Just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that podcast, hit the subscribe button. You might leave a good 5-star review too. And then you get all 5 days of the weekday program that I broadcast from Denver that you can hear Monday through Friday from 6 to 10, plus you get the weekend program. So go subscribe to that podcast right now. I want to, before I move on to the illegal aliens and the disaster, I've got a couple more text messages about the hurricane, what's going on in the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. And so I want to talk about the media for a moment, because it's really important to understand that there's a huge difference between what now think about this. So I'm broadcasting on approximately 350 affiliates all around the country. So, for example, sitting right here in Denver, Colorado, my home base, the news that I get comes predominantly from when I'm doing my show prep, predominantly comes from, although I have access to news stories from all over the country, it predominantly comes from the cable channels and the networks. If I'm wanting to see what the national news coverage is, now if I want to go find out what the local news coverage is, I've got to turn to my LexisNexis account, and I've got to go to local newspapers or local TV stations to find out what they're reporting. The national news, for example, is not reporting hardly anything. And I want to give you an example of that. I mentioned this earlier in the program. During Katrina, it was not just national news. It was international news. And everything that we did right maybe got a paragraph, and everything that we did wrong got a front page New York Times article. Or it got spread out all over the network news or the cable channel news, and it became, I mean, my poor press secretary had a horrific job. In fact, I ended up calling the vice president's office because my original press secretary had gone to work for the vice president, and I wanted to bring her down into the disaster zone because she just had so much more experience, so I brought her in simply to handle all of the media coverage going on because I was too busy trying to manage the disaster. I didn't have time for it, which was one of my mistakes, by the way. You look at today's New York Times. I'm sorry, this is today, I think. Let me blow this up and see. No, actually, this is actually from Friday, October 4. The New York Times has, this is everything above the fold. Verdict is mixed in Memphis case. Israeli military wins back stature lost on October 7. Trump retains secretive grip on health file. New January 6 filing adds wider list of conspirators. And there's a big picture of, who is this? Somebody praying outside a courthouse in Memphis. Below the fold is one story about preparedness. Preparedness in mountainous countries. Why do I point that out? If you go to this photo of, this is the New York Times on September 5th, 2005. Bush promises to move quickly on Chief Justice, but the main headline is New Orleans begins a search for its dead. Violence persists. After failures, officials play blame game. Rescuers going door to door find stubbornness and silence. In Tale of Two Families, a chasm between haves and have-nots. And the New York Times is just spread everywhere with every possible thing. And, of course, there's a slant to it. A Tale of Two Families, a chasm between have and have-nots. Violent protests. New Orleans begins its search for the dead. After failures, officials play blame game. Oh, it's all over the New York Times. The point being, very simply, the cabal doesn't want you to know how badly this disaster is being handled. The cabal doesn't want you to know how badly things are being coordinated, or for that matter, what appears to me to be no coordination at all. And in fact, some cases appears to be, based on text messages I receive and stories that I'm able to read, that in fact, many of the private sector organizations and individuals are being turned away. Shame on them. Shame. Not the private sector people. Shame on the government officials who are turning away private sector help. We had, during Katrina, now there were stories, some true, some false, that people tried to get into the disaster area, and some places, local parish sheriffs, not FEMA, but local parish sheriffs, prevented some of that private aid from getting in. I was livid when I heard about that. By the way, you know, I'm not trying to sell books here, but if you don't believe what I say, you can go read the book that I wrote about the good, the bad, and the ugly, about what really went on during Katrina. It's called Deadly Indifference. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it wherever books are sold, for that matter. If you want to know the truth, go read that. This bugs me because we're not being told by the national media everything that's happening, both the good and the bad. For example, there was an article from the Charlotte Observer, and the headline is, in off-the-grid Egypt, North Carolina, not even helicopters can get close enough to deliver relief. That's an article in the Charlotte Observer. That's a local news story. Well, why isn't that being told nationally? Because that would help dispel some of the rumors and would help people better understand how difficult it is to respond to this particular disaster. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask the questions, because I believe that we should ask the questions. There are 28 urban search and rescue teams. They're called USAR teams. These teams comprise us anywhere between 70 and 100 people, come from different fire departments. Say, for example, there's Colorado Task Force 1. Between 70 and 100 people with different expertise from different fire departments around the state of Colorado. Those experts are tasked by FEMA to go into some of the worst disasters to do search and rescue missions. Cholera Task Force 1 was originally sent to Florida. They may still be working in Florida. But there are 27 other teams. Where are they and what are they doing? Lots and lots of questions. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named best overall diabetes supply company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and we'll work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to send me a text question, that's the easiest way to get through to me. The number is 33103 on your message app, whatever you use. Just type in this phone number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one, doesn't make any difference. And tell me anything or ask me anything. And I read them all the time. Not just when I'm on air, because I know that people send me text messages when they're listening to podcasts or you're driving around and you think about something. Oh, I want to tell Brown about this. I read them all the time. So feel free to send me a text message anytime. I'm always looking at them. The media is not covering so many issues that need to be covered. And it seems that, I'll just put it bluntly. Apparently, the people that are suffering in North Carolina are of the wrong political party. They might be of the wrong ethnicity. Maybe they're not rich enough or they're too poor or whatever. But there's an astounding lack of interest on what's either working or not working. For example, let's look at the positive side. If the response to this storm was going well at the federal level, don't you think that in the middle of a presidential campaign, that the New York Times, the Washington Post, the ABC Evening News, the CBS Evening News, Lester Holt on the NBC Nightly News, don't you think they'd all be wanting to tout how great of a job that the Biden-Harris administration is doing? We'd be hearing it nonstop if it was great. Why is there a lack of interest? Now, I know there's a hell of a lot going on in the world right now. We got the Middle East, we got Ukraine, Russia, we got China, we've got the economy, we got the presidential campaign, we got everything imagined. It's just like everything's crazy right now. Everything's back crap crazy. But if it's so good, and we know that the media is absolutely in the tank for Kamala Harris, then why aren't they touting what a wonderful job that FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security are doing? Well, the fact that they're not covering it tells me, because you can call me cynical, but I think it's just being realistic. Having dealt with the media, having dealt with them both good and bad, when they're not telling you something, it makes me wonder why. What's really going on? Because if they could tell you something that might hurt Republicans in general, and Donald Trump specifically, or that would show how wonderful of a person Kamala Harris is and what a great job she's doing and she's on top of this, why, they would be shouting it from the rooftops. But they're not. And so that, too, feeds into the rumor mill, which is why I caution you about anything you hear that you might want to believe. Don't just glom onto a rumor or glom onto a story because you want to believe it, because you can't trust the media. If you ever learn anything from me whatsoever, having been there and having had to deal with the national media in both great ways and in absolutely horrific ways, you ought to pay attention when I say something about the media. On the other hand, if things are really going poorly, and they're really having a hard time, why aren't they covering that? You know, I mentioned this in the weekday program, and somebody's mentioned it on the text line today. You know, and I know if you hear me during the week, I know you've already heard this story, but I want the national audience to hear the story too. Anderson Cooper, CNN, during Katrina, wanted to accompany one of the urban search and rescue teams as they were going to rescue people off the roof of houses. And so Anderson Cooper and his producer came to me, and I told Anderson Cooper no. And I said, let me explain to you why. Because these rescue boats, if they're out there and they come upon a house that has five people on the roof, mom and dad and three kids, and maybe a dog or two, that is room that you're taking up with your camera crew and your producer. So you've taken up three spots and I've got five people. So because I need to triage those people, because who knows how long they've been on the roof. They might be sick. They might need some first aid, whatever. I've got to get them to dry land, which happened to be interstate highways. I've got to triage them and get them to that first triage location before I can then move them on to the hospital. And you're going to have to get up on the roof. And now you're going to be stuck there. So no, I'm not going to take that risk. So no, I'm not going to let you get on the boat. Well, that was a mistake. You know why it was a mistake? Because Anderson Cooper then goes finds his own boat, puts his camera crew in, and without regard to whatever the urban search and rescue teams were doing, went out on his own, found a house with somebody on it, and then here's the hero, Anderson Cooper, rescuing somebody from a rooftop, and what's he able to claim? Oh, look, FEMA doesn't know what they're doing, and we found somebody that's still on a rooftop, and they've been up there for 8 hours. Well, Anderson, guess what? There was a boat on the way or a helicopter on the way, but you just beat them to it. You see, I should have found a boat and sent someone from our public affairs group out to help him show somebody, out to let him see somebody and let him see what was going on and perhaps even put somebody in his boat to rescue them. Story would have been entirely different. But ask yourself this. Where's Anderson Cooper? Where's Lester Holt? Where's Nora O'Donnell? You see, two things are going on in my opinion. One is, they don't want to go report how bad it is because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit that, remember, the dominant media, as part of the cabal, is really just an extension and an arm of the Democrat Party. So they don't want to tell you nationally what's going on. Because they don't want to report the bad news in this case. And then I think the second thing that's going on is, and trying to be objective here, which is really kind of hard for me to do right now, is it actually is difficult for them to get into these really rural areas. Because if the Charlotte Observer story is correct, and I have no reason to doubt it, that they're having a difficult time getting into some of these most remote areas because of everything I described in the first hour. Roads are obliterated. Bridges are gone. Homes are just completely destroyed. There is no power. There's nothing. And they're having a hard time getting in to report it. That's what I'd like to believe, but that might be the easy way out for them also. What are they reporting? Well, this is from yesterday. This is FEMA's National Response Coordination Center. Take a listen to this.
This is Tierra in the National Response Coordination Center. There's a rumor out there that FEMA is only providing survivors with $750. This is not true. One type of assistance, serious needs assistance, does provide survivors with $750 for essentials like baby formula, food, water, medication, and other essential supplies. But there are other forms that you may qualify for after you apply for disaster assistance. You can receive things like temporary housing or home repair costs. For more information, click the link.
And you can also call the FEMA number. So there's a great example of if the media would just report truthfully instead of just, oh, all they're doing is $750 when aliens are getting all this other money, which is true. I explained in the first hour. We're going to get to that in a minute. If they would just report factually that this is an additional dollar amount just to get some new clothes on your back or to buy some food or to buy some baby formula, in addition to whatever private relief is being offered, then maybe some of the rumors would be dispelled. But I don't think they really want to do that. I don't think they want to deal with the truth of what's really going on. CBS News.
CBS News campaign reporter Libby Cathy is joining us now with more on this. All right, Libby. The lie that the former president just delivered on that stage at that rally yesterday, explain where that conspiracy theory came from and why is he saying it if it's not true?
Oh, Trump's out there espousing a conspiracy theory. CBS News is going to debunk Trump and debunk a conspiracy theory. Well, what is it?
Yeah, good morning, Vlad. A couple of mistruths in that clip we just heard from the former president. One, non-citizens cannot vote in U.S. elections. Secondly,
But we have evidence that they are from the illegal aliens themselves.
Money is not being stolen from FEMA. And actually, the agency has had to put up a website called Rumor Response Hurricane Helene to combat some of this misinformation that is.
But they are providing. FEMA is the one providing all of this assistance to illegal aliens. I've got the receipts, and I'll give them to you in just a second.
Circulating while first responders are on the ground trying to recover from this hurricane. So Trump yesterday, you heard that clip saying that money is being stolen from FEMA from migrants. Where we think this originates is there is another program under Homeland Security, just like FEMA is, and it is called the Shelter and Services Program. That provides funds and to support to non-citizens awaiting their court proceedings.
But guess who is administering that money? Yeah, it's FEMA. How bad is it? Stay tuned.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop. to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, I was just looking at a text message that somebody in Des Moines says that, the local station there preempts the program on Saturday during football season for college football. If you find that your local station is preempting the program for any reason, you can always go on the iHeart app, or you can go on a laptop or even a desktop, and you can go to Freedom 93.7 out of Denver. And you can listen live there because we do it live every day, regardless of football season. So you can always listen live that way. So let's go to the story about FEMA is using all of this money to house illegal aliens. Well, Alejandro Mayorkas says that FEMA can't help Americans' need because it already spent all the money. Alejandro Mayorkas himself was out there talking about how FEMA is broke. He actually said FEMA is broke. I should pull up that soundbite for you and play it for you because it is, let's see if I can find it real quick. Alejandro Mayorkas. Here we go. Listen closely.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
Okay. So if Mayorkas himself, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is out there saying that FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the hurricane season, then how can CBS News say that when Donald Trump simply repeats what the Secretary of Homeland Security says, how can that possibly be a conspiracy theory? He's simply saying the Secretary himself says that FEMA's out of money. Now, as I explained in the very first hour, that's not really true. So you can't fault Trump for simply repeating what Biden's top Homeland Security official says, and that is that FEMA doesn't have the funds to make it through the hurricane season. Now, I explained to you how Mayorkas is simply trying, he's like the little boy that screamed wolf. He's trying to convince the American public, oh my gosh, we're out of money. Now, why would he be doing that? Because he knows it's the Democrats' mantra of never letting a crisis go to waste. So rather than telling the truth about FEMA has different pots of money and FEMA never runs out of money, you know, isn't that sad to say? You ever thought about that? Kind of makes me sick when I say it. Because most government agencies never really do run out of money. Because all they have to do is, as long as they've got advocates on Capitol Hill, as long as they got members of Congress that are willing to go to bat for them, they're always going to get their appropriations. And if they try to cut the appropriations to literally, actually, really seriously cut back on spending, then you know they'll squeal like stuck pigs and Congress will cave in and give them whatever money they want. It's one of the dirty little secrets that's why we're never going to get out of this fiscal crisis until we just collapse. We're just going to keep spending money and inflation's going to continue. Do you think inflation's really going to stop because the longshoremen decided to go back to work? No. I mean, their wage increases alone are going to cause inflation. But back to Mayorkas. So what's he doing here? What he's really trying to do is deflect. He doesn't want you to talk about money that's going to illegal aliens to house them. He instead wants you to panic and think, oh my gosh, FEMA doesn't have any money. It's not going to make it through the hurricane season. Well, Congress, I mean, first of all, we just started the new fiscal year. So Congress passing a concurrent resolution has already put more money in the FEMA bucket. But if FEMA really was getting low, and we have other hurricanes coming up, Congress will always refill it. It always has, it always will. Just like we always seem to find money for Ukraine, don't we? We always seem to find money for everything. This is the dirty secret, not even a dirty secret anymore. This is the reality of the federal government. It never goes broke. It has a credit card that has, it's like a gigantic American Express card. There is no spending limit. Just go do whatever you want to do. Oh, by the way, the due date, well, just keep putting the due date off. And if we ever really reach that due date, we'll just deflate the currency, or we'll just go through a horrendous depression, or we'll reprice the currency, and all those dollar bills you have will actually be worth, they'll be like the Weimar Republic. Those dollar bills, they'll be worth about a penny or two, and you'll need like 1,000 of them to go buy a loaf of bread. That's where we are. So Mayorkas is just planting his flag to say to Congress, don't you dare let us run out of money. Make sure that whenever you get to the next appropriations bill, that you put as much money in there as you possibly can to make certain that I can keep spending money on all the illegal aliens and everything else. So what is he doing? I want to give you an idea of what our hostile government, because it really is hostile to you and me, the working men and women that keep things going. It can be assumed that most, if not all, of the illegal aliens that are being allowed to enter the country illegally for the sake of altering national demographics, for the sake of altering our national political system, through whether you believe in the Great Replacement Theory or not, and whether you even believe that's being done on purpose or not, it nonetheless is the practicality of what is happening. I don't think this country's ever faced a more profound enemy than its current government. The current administration, which is why I think they want to do everything they can, including assassination attempts, to try to keep Donald Trump out of office. Because he is the disruptor that says, you know what, I really know what's going on here, and I really do want to change it. And I think the best thing that happened to Donald Trump was losing in 2020 so that he could sit there and understand, you know what, this is, I've got to, if I get back in, I've got to do as much as I possibly can, as fast as I can. So when we get back, I want you to hear from some migrants, illegal aliens themselves, telling you what they're getting. Be prepared to be blown away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me?
Gorgeous. And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut.
A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.